This is Infants on Thrones.
Hey, welcome back to Infants on Thrones. Just a quick promo for the presentations that we're going to be giving at Sunstone this upcoming Saturday, the 29th of July. So that's all this is going to be. If you're not interested, you can stop listening now. But for those of you who are interested, let me tell you what's going to be happening with the infants at Sunstone this year. Now, sadly, Matt, Scott, and Brother Jake will not be able to attend. But you will be able to hear from John Hamer and Heather and Randy and Tom and Bob and me. Yes, it turns out I will be able to make it after all. So a few of us will be there on Friday, all day Friday. We'll have a table in the main walkway. We'll be selling t-shirts like we did last year at a discounted price because we ordered way too many last year. So stop by if you want a t-shirt and if we still have a size that fits you, or just come by to say hello because we'll be there all day Friday. Saturday is going to be the big day for the infants, but John Hamer will also be presenting something on Thursday evening as well. So I just want to let you know what these are. I'm really just reading these out of the Sunstone brochure, the Sunstone program. So these will all be taking place at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City, Utah. And the first presentation will be Thursday, July 27th in the Union Theater Room. This is Deciphering the Prophet, James Strang's Vore Plates. This is from John Hamer. And here's what it's about. On September 13th, 1845, a little over a year after the martyrdom of Joseph Smith, a new set of metal plates was unearthed by a new set of witnesses who attested to their miraculous discovery. A new Mormon prophet, James J. Strang, claimed to be able to translate the plates, which contained an ancient record with the message for his own day. Strang's claims appealed to many contemporary Mormons who rallied to his ensign, at least for a time. A century and a half after Strang's own martyrdom, scholarly examination has shown that the Vore plates are even more remarkable than anyone in the 19th century could have known, other than the prophet himself. John Hamer will illustrate that the plates are engraved in an otherwise unknown language and alphabet, which can now be deciphered. Spoiler alert, it's probably Klingon, knowing John. Anyway, I don't know. So that's John's presentation on Thursday night. Then, on Saturday, we've got four presentations, or I think five, running together, all in the East Ballroom, I think. There might be one difference, but it starts with our very own Randy Snyder, who will be giving a presentation entitled Awash in a Sea of Faith, as you would expect from our very own Randy Snyder. Now, this is at 10:15 to 11:15 in the morning in the East Ballroom, and Randy says that this is an homage to the title Awash in a Sea of Faith, Christianizing the American People by John Butler. And this session explores how Mormons managed to overwhelmingly vote for a candidate that is decidedly against all their sensibilities and values. I think he's talking about Donald Trump. Sorry, Tom. It will also explore why a minority of Mormons conscientiously didn't, drawing parallels to Mormon political history. Included will be research on the impact that fabricated news played in the election by Jeff Green. Right after Randy's presentation in the same room, Tom Perry will be talking communication in mixed faith relationships. That's from 11:30 to 12:30, also in the East Ballroom. And this is conflict and disagreements in mixed faith relationships are very common. Finding healthy two-way communication and negotiation can often mitigate these disagreements and issues. So Tom's going to talk about that. Then we've got a lunch break from 12:30 to 2, but coming back in that same room, the East Ballroom, at 2 p.m., we have the long-awaited Bob's Mormon Cred Scale 2.0. How much Mormon cred do you have? That is, how much of the end-to-end Mormon experience have you participated in? Bob Caswell of the Infants on Thrones podcast created a Mormon cred scale back in 2014 through which he attempted to quantify anyone's Mormon credibility by having them answer a series of questions. Thousands of responses later, the infamous cred scale lives on as a point of reference for dozens and dozens of people who care. But now, Bob will join his fellow infants in hosting a panel discussion to reveal and discuss the new and improved version of the cred scale for all to love or hate. So that's from 2 to 3:30 on Saturday, July 29th. Then there's going to be another presentation from John Hamer, and this one, I'm not sure the room. It's not written in the program. And I think it's going to be from 3:45 to 4:45. It's called How the Restoration Experience Can Inform the Responsible Use of Scripture. And it says, with the Book of Mormon and Book of Abraham, Joseph Smith dictated whole books of Scripture. By claiming the prophetic mantle, he dictated new revelations in God's voice that were compiled into the books of Doctrine and Covenants. And in the Joseph Smith translation, or inspired version of the Bible, he took the existing Scripture, crossed some words out, and added others. By collapsing the historical distance in the composition and editing of Scripture from antiquity to the recent past, Joseph Smith gave his heirs in the tradition a unique perspective on Scripture. And when his latter-day Scriptures have failed to withstand academic challenges, that perspective has led many in the movement to dismiss all Scripture and organized religion as having any value. Without ignoring that response, this presentation will explain how having 19th century scripture in the canon has informed the presenter's own general understanding and use of scripture in the community of Christ. All right, so that's from John, and we'll have to figure out exactly when and where that is. But again, I think that's at 3:45 to 4:45, possibly also in the East Ballroom, but maybe it's in a different room. And then finally, we have Infants on Post-Mormon Values. This is from 5 to 6:30 p.m. in the East Ballroom, and this will be a panel discussion between John Hamer, Heather, Randy, Tom, Bob, and myself in the format of our episode 50 Ways to Leave the Church, minus the singing part. And here's what we're saying about this. What do values look like after a faith crisis? Without scriptures or prophets or belief in divinity, who's to say what is right or wrong? When the Liahona disappears, what becomes your moral compass? What is the baby? What is the bathwater? The members of Infants on Thrones podcast will explore these questions with their trademark fearless introspection, unexpected thoughtfulness, and masculine manly humor. All right, yeah, it's a three pattern, right? So that's it. Yes, we will be at Sunstone again this year. The presentations will be recorded. I expect we'll be putting them on the podcast in the future weeks for those who aren't able to attend. But those who can, come out and say hello. We'd love to see you.
Thank you for listening to Infants on Thrones.
Infants on Thrones.